House Republican Resolution to Audit Ukraine Aid Gains Steam. By Sean Moran on November 21, 2022. House Republicans recently introduced a measure that would audit the tens of billions of dollars in aid sent to Ukraine. The measure, which was led by Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA, introduced a resolution, which was exclusively obtained by the Daily Caller, to audit funds appropriated to support Ukraine's war effort against Russia. Several House conservatives backed the measure, including Reps. Matt Gaetz, RFL, Paul Gosar, R. Oz, Thomas Massey, RKY, N.B. Biggs, R. Oz, Barry Moore, RL, Matt Rosendale, R. Mount, Andrew Clyde, RGA, Dan Bishop, RNC, Greg Stube, RFL, and Clay Higgins, RLA. The proposal would audit all military, humanitarian, and economic aid granted to the embattled nation. Congresswoman Greene told the Daily Caller that the American people deserve to know where their hard-earned tax dollars are going to a foreign country who is not a member of NATO and President Biden himself said he would not defend, James Lynch and Henry Rogers wrote. Congress sent almost $66 billion in taxpayer dollars to Ukraine over the past year, and President Biden is urging the House to rush another $37.7 billion through a lame duck session, Rosendale said in a statement on Monday. It is unthinkable for the United States to send more funding to a nation tied to cryptocurrency exchange FTX and Sam Bankman-Fried's election spending. The American people deserve a full investigation. Congress has appropriated roughly $66 billion in aid to Ukraine as it continues its conflict with Russia. President Joe Biden has recently requested more than $37 billion in emergency aid to Ukraine. Reports have suggested that Congress is working to pass an aid package as high as $50 billion during Congress's lame duck session. A coalition of conservative groups including Americans for Prosperity, the Heritage Foundation, FreedomWorks, the Conservative Partnership Institute, CPI, America First Policy Institute, American Moment, Defense Priorities, the Center for Renewing America, and other groups affiliated with the Koch Network wrote to House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy, RCA, and Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, urging them to oppose any additional aid during the lame duck session. House Freedom Caucus Chairman Scott Perry, RPA, told Breitbart News in early November that Americans need to know if the United States is waging a proxy war against Russia. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at Sean Moran 3.